This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Tonight on the Live Feed, we talk to Soul Patrol at the 2018 Midwest Music Fest. The Rochester, Minnesota band's original soul music with a hint of reggae was a crowd pleaser at the festival back in April. KQAL's Logan Erickson talks to the band about their influences, their history, and their future. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and here's Logan Erickson with Soul Patrol on the Live Feed.
War in the East, war in the West, war up north, war down south, it's a war, it's a war, it's a war, it's a war. Well, everywhere is war until the philosophy which holds one race superior to another, inferior, is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Well, everywhere is war. 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 Well, everywhere is war.
All right, so I'm here with the leader of Soul Patrol. How are you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Could you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Joel Ward from Rochester, Minnesota.
Awesome. And Soul Patrol, how did you come up with that name? How did that come to be?
The drummer who was originally with us, he and I were just chatting before a gig that we booked last minute, and we needed a name. And I came up with the Patrol. Or the soul, I'm not really sure. One of us said one of the words and one of us said the other, and we just kind of combined them. So, and it ended up Soul Patrol.
Nice. What kind of genre of music do you consider yourself to be?
A little bit genre bending. We have definitely surprisingly lean on reggae, I guess more than I realized before I started putting the songs together. Definitely have some rock and roll, just kind of classic rock and roll, and then definitely got the soul. The horns, we were missing a horn player tonight. The horns and the backup singers is definitely a big part of the sound. So.
Totally. Do you have any influences?
Tons. Too many to name, probably. Sam Cooke, Billie Holiday, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, the Grateful Dead. Man, way too many to... I always draw a blank when somebody asks me that, but yeah, I've got a lot of influences.
Totally, I feel you, man. So how long have you guys all known each other? How did, like, the band form?
This has been a project in my head that I've been writing songs for over a decade for, and it never came together, and finally I had back surgery about a year and a half ago, and just before that I had put this together and we recorded most of an album, so we've kind of been sitting on this for a while, and I just decided I'm gonna do it this time. It's been talked about for too long, so we just kind of started booking some things just to keep the ball rolling, and it's starting to gel. A lot of the players are kind of hired guns at this point. We work together for a show, and then some of the players are swapped out for the next gig. I'm looking to create a family of people that want to all kind of go the same direction, but it's hard when you get kids and families and jobs and things together. So,
happy Midwest Music Fest, everybody. We weren't sure if anybody was going to be here with Charlie Parr and McNasty Brass Band playing, so thank you all for showing up with so much other good music. So. Will you ever be free from yourself, be wondered? Will the fire ever return from the place that it was thrown? Will you choose to go in a different direction? Will you choose to be alone? Is the pain so strong that you can't recall? What pushes you on and makes you small? Will it drag you down all your hopes and dreams? Or maybe it's not as bad as it seems. Well, on the rainy day, find a way to make them brighter. Times when the sun and moon, for all I can shatter. That's when I need to stand strong, make my weakness my ladder. Instead of running away like a child all alone, you start to think that by the time you get there, the relevance of your words may have lost their meaning. You start to think that it's not fair. Those are the times you choose a different direction. Whoa. Direction. Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, who you are and what's your name? Look to yourself for the right direction. There's only there. Ever be free from yourself, be wondered. Will the fire ever return from the place that it was thrown? Will you choose to go in a different direction? Or will you choose to be alone? Is the pain so strong that you can't recall? What pushes you on and makes you small? Whoa, will you drag you down on your hopes and dreams. Or maybe it's not as bad as it seems. Well, whoa, 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 whoa. Choose a different direction. Son. You can't do that. Listen to me. but you kept going at incredible speed. Edge of the road with nowhere to go, you turned and you said to me, you said, please, don't you come for me. The edge of the ocean, your best day clean. I seen in your eyes you have no fear, but you knelt down and you took a drink. You never looked at your surroundings, you'll use your brain to think. And you say, please, won't you come to me? What I wanna see, what I wanna see is a rainbow. What you give is what you got. What you have is an answer to everything. Dreams flying by. Say you're gonna leave and you try, try, try. But you got caught up in the local game. You think the little people that surround you somehow throw your flame to flame. And you say, please, won't you come with me? And you say, please, won't you come with me? And you say, please. Want to conquer me?
So, what is the music making process like for you?
It can be a few different things. Sometimes I will sit down and a song will kind of spit itself out. Both lyrically and musically, without too much effort, and it ends up being really good. It's very infrequent that happens. More than not, I usually I try to write daily, both musically and lyrically. So, there's a lot I throw at the wall that doesn't stick. For every one good song, there's probably 20 or 30 that I pitch. I try to write a song a day. So some come out easy, some come hard, some I work on, and I know there's something there, and I'll work on it for months and months, or years for that matter. And then I'll add a player or something, I'll hear something, and it's, oh, that's what it was supposed to do. So it's a process, but it's... kind of each song develops on its own.
Do you have any songs that have you're performing now but are still kind of being worked on, tweaked to, like, perfection?
All of them.
yeah.
I haven't written the horn parts, and I formed this band kind of with the premise of... I listened to a lot of Chicago, and that was... something I wanted to bring to this was the horn-driven, less guitar solos and way more horn, written-out horn parts, like really tight popcorn, choppy horn parts. And I haven't got to that yet. So the horn parts are... we'll see when they get done.
I feel you, yeah. What advice do you have to people who want to form their own bands?
Just start... start writing. Don't worry about making music for other people. Make it for yourself. And if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. You know, maybe try something else. Maybe keep going with that until you find enough people that do like what you do. Because there's something for everybody. And, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones weren't virtuoso musicians. They were just people that wrote really songs. Average people, not highly educated with music, so anybody can do it. You just kind of have to start. And then the more you do it, the more likely you're putting yourself in a position where somebody's going to hear it and like what you have. The more time you're sitting at home on your couch and not doing it, the less likely you're going to do it.
Yeah. What inspired you to pursue music? What started all of this?
I started playing music probably at 4 years old. We had a piano. I've got pictures of me in diapers at the piano. So I've always had it. I was raised in a family that was musical, so, you know, every single family get together, there was 4 or 5 people with guitars singing in harmony, and so that kind of, you know, started out my passion. And then I was doing dumb stuff when I was in eighth grade, and my band teacher kind of caught me one day and said, "Hey, you can play." I was on the saxophone, and she gave me some scales, and I ended up learning it and ended up being the first chair in the state. And it was kind of the start of the saxophone. Was definitely my main squeeze for a long time, through high school, and then kind of branched off into other instruments once I graduated. But yeah, my high school band teacher and my family are probably the main influences.
Now it's all but gone. You
Mr. John Seavers on the bone.
One last question for you. Where can people find your music?
They can't really. We're on the cloud right now. It's 3/4 of the way recorded. So if you want to hear it, you kind of have to come see us live at this point, which hopefully will get you into us. So when the album's ready, you'll be craving it and wanting it. So
are there any do you have any plans for where it's going to be, just for future reference?
Yeah, I would say it's going to probably be on Bandcamp and Spotify and all the streaming services you can. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me, man. You have a good night.
Thanks, you too.
Hear that whistle at 6 o'clock. Well, come on, baby, it's time to ride. I'm so happy I have you here. Keeps me waiting from mid to ear. This feeling is killing me. The heart shows. Yeah. I would trade it for $1 million. I had a soul. Won't you just hold me tight? Don't let go. Hold me tight. Don't let go. Hold me tight. Don't let go. Hold me tight. Dragging him through the mill. I'm so it wasn't for having you. I'd be barking and howling too. Well, ooh-wee, this feeling is killing me. Oh, sure. Wouldn't trade it for $1 million. So won't you just hold me tight, don't let go, hold me tight, don't let go, hold me tight. The lightning, wind, and rain. Love keeps humming inside my brain. If it wasn't for having you, well, Lord, I wouldn't know just what to do. This feeling is killing me. Oh, sure. Yeah. wouldn't trade it for $1 million bucks. I love you so, won't you just hold me tight and don't let go? Hold me tight and don't let go. Hold me tight and don't let go. Hold me tight and don't let go. Hear that whistle at 6 o'clock. Come on, baby, now it's time to ride. I'm so happy I have you here. What keeps me grinning from me to you? Well, ooh-wee, this feeling is killing me. Oh, sure. I wouldn't trade it for $1 million bucks. I love you so, won't you hold me tight? Don't let go. Hold me tight. Don't let go. Hold me tight. Don't let go. Hold me tight.
Thanks again to Soul Patrol for joining us on tonight's live feed. More information about the band can be found by searching Soul Patrol on Facebook. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to Logan Erickson with Soul Patrol on the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.